ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ दट् ब्रह्मन् इज़् इन्फिनिट् and this universe is also infinite. The infinite proceeds from the infinite. Taking the infinitude of the infinite universe, it remains as the infinite Brahman alone. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. We have been studying the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. In our last class, we have been discussing about the Pramanas. And we have discussed that Pramanas are generally divided into two categories. First category of Pramana is that which gives us valid, right knowledge from the universe through the instrumentality of the five sense organs plus mind. And this Pramana is called Pratyaksha Pramana, direct perceptual knowledge. And sometimes we may have to infer, compare, presume. There are other means, other ways of arriving at the right knowledge, but all of them, four of them, are based upon direct perception called Pratyaksha Pramana. These are called respectively Anumana, inferential knowledge, Upamana, comparative and analogical knowledge, Arthapatti, postulation or presumption, Anupalabdhi, knowledge obtained by non-perception. But all these five based upon direct perception called Pratyaksha Pramana work only with regard to the experienceable world. And experience of the world is obtained only through the five sense organs. But there are things which we cannot explain, we cannot understand. About that knowledge is needed. For example, if anybody questions, is there afterlife? Is there another world? Is there God? So what I am now? My fate, my birth, my body, my mind, why is it so different from many others, in comparison with the entire universe? I am a unique personality and my fate is totally different from anyone else's fate. And therefore, why is this difference? If God is the only creator, one and only creator, why is there so much of differentiation? Is he partial? Or is there some real reason behind this? Is he entirely responsible for our fate? He is responsible solely in the matter of creation, maintenance and merging back. But is there also some part from our perspective? Yes, that is called karma phala. Each individual karma phala is totally different from other people's karma phala. Hence, what we have done in the past births. So, we have no knowledge of past births, neither of future births. We don't have the foggiest notion what is going to happen next second. We have absolutely no control to change even one hair's color of what is past. And many things we cannot also change, prevent in this present experience also. So, we need some other type of pramana. And of course, that pramana depends upon, totally upon faith. We will come to that. And what is that pramana which can give us knowledge of what we cannot experience, obtain through the five sense organs with the help of the mind, with the help of the background consciousness? That is called apaurushaya pramana,
ಶಬ್ದ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ, ಆಪ್ತ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ, ವೇದ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ, ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್. ಅಪೌರುಷೇಯ, ಶಬ್ದ, ಆಪ್ತ, ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ, ವೇದ, ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಮೀನ್ ಒನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಶಬ್ದ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ? ವೈ ವಿಲ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಐದರ್ ಶಬ್ದ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ ಆರ್ ವೇದ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ ಇಂಟರ್ಚೇಂಜಬಲ್ಲಿ. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇದ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ? ವೈ ಈಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಅಪೌರುಷೇಯ? ನೌ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಟ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿ ವೇದಾಸ್, ಒನ್ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಕೀಪ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಟೈಮ್, ವೇದಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ದಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಎನಿ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್ ಆರ್ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್ಸ್. ಎನ್ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಪುರುಷ, ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎನ್ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್ ಡಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಪೌರುಷ. ಬಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ಲಿ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ಗಾಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಹೀಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಸಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫೈಡ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಪುಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಅದರ್ ಅರ್ನೆಸ್ಟ್ ಸೀಕರ್ಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸಸ್ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲಿ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಯೂಸ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಲಿಮಿಟೆಡ್, ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜಸ್ ಈವನ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಈವನ್ ಇನ್ ಅದರ್ ಕಂಟ್ರೀಸ್. ಟೆಕ್ಸಾಸ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್, ನ್ಯೂಯಾರ್ಕ್ಸ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್, ಹಾಲಿವುಡ್ಸ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್, ಕ್ಯಾಲಿಫೋರ್ನಿಯಾಸ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್, ದೇರ್ ವುಡ್ ಬಿ ವೇರಿಯೇಷನ್ಸ್. ಲೈಕ್ ಅವರ್ ಇನ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲೆಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ವೆಲ್ಶ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್, ಸ್ಕಾಟಿಷ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್, ಕಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್, ಕ್ವೀನ್ಸ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್, ಡಿಫ್ರೆನ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ದೇರ್ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್, ವೆರಿ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್, ಎಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ವೆಲ್ಶ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್. ಇನ್ ಇಂಡಿಯಾ ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ನೋ ನೀಡ್ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್, ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಮೋರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ 21 ಸ್ಪೋಕನ್ ರಿಟನ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜಸ್, ಬಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ಯೂಮರಬಲ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಪೋಕನ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜಸ್. ವಾಟ್ ಐ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಕನ್ವೇ ಈಸ್ ರಿಷೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಬಿಲಾಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ರೀಜಿಯನ್ಸ್. ಎನಿಬಡಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಎ ರಿಷಿ ಇನ್ ಎನಿ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ನೋ ಸಚ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಹಿಂದೂಸ್, ಕ್ರಿಶ್ಚಿಯನ್ಸ್, ಮುಸ್ಲಿಮ್ಸ್. ಎವ್ರಿ ರಿಲಿಜನ್, ಎವ್ರಿ ರೀಜಿಯನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಪ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಈಸ್ ರಿಷಿಸ್. ರಿಷಿ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸರ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸರ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್. ಬಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಷನ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಲಿಮಿಟೆಡ್, ಥಾಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಲಿಮಿಟೆಡ್, ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಷನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಲಿಮಿಟೆಡ್, ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಲಿಮಿಟೆಡ್. ಬಟ್ ನೆವರ್ದಲೆಸ್ ದೇ ಕನ್ವೇ ದಿ ಟ್ರೂತ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಇನ್ ಎ ಪಾರ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ವೇ. ಸಚ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ನೋಸ್ ದಿ ಟ್ರೂತ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ರಿಷಿ. ರಿಷತಿ ಜಾನಾತಿ ಇತಿ ರಿಷಿ. ಸೊ ದಿ ಕಲೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದೀಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ರಿಷೀಸ್ ದಟ್ ವರ್ ಗ್ಯಾದರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣದ್ವೈಪಾಯನ, ಹೀ ಕಲೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್, ಕೋಡಿಫೈಡ್, ಕ್ಲಾಸಿಫೈಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡಿವೈಡೆಡ್ ಇಂಟು 4 ವೇದಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಈಚ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್ಸ್. ಎನಿವೇ, ಸೊ ವೇದ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅವೈಲಬಲ್ ಟು ದಿ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ಗನ್ಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಈಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ಗನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ರಿಲಯಬಲ್? ಈಸ್ ಇಟ್ ವ್ಯಾಲಿಡ್? ಎಸ್. ಪೀಪಲ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಸೈಂಟಿಸ್ಟ್ ದೇ ಡಿಸ್ಕವರ್ ಸಮ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೆರಿಮೆಂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಸೇ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಫಾಲೋ ದೀಸ್ ಫುಟ್ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ಸ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಯು ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್. ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ವೇ ಅವರ್ ರಿಷೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಟೆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ಲಿ ಲೈಕ್ ಸೈಂಟಿಫಿಕ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್, ನಾಟ್ ಸೈಂಟಿಫಿಕ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಬಟ್ ಅಲೈಕ್ ಸೈಂಟಿಫಿಕ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ವೈ? ಸೈಂಟಿಫಿಕ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಗಿವ್ ಅಸ್ ಸೆನ್ಸರಿ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್, ನಾಟ್ ಸೂಪರ್ ಸೆನ್ಸರಿ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ಬಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ ಬೈ ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೈಂಟಿಫಿಕ್? ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಫಾಲೋ ದಿ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ರಿಷಿ ಆರ್ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆರ್ ಹೋಲಿ ಮದರ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಯು ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಯು ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಗೆಟ್, ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್. ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ವೇರಿಯಬಲ್, ವೆದರ್ 5,000 ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್, 50,000 ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಲೇಟರ್, Anybody who follows these steps, he will get exactly the same result, like mathematical truth. So that is, in that sense only, it is scientific. But no science can ever prove whether there was a past life or is going to be a future life, and what is the relationship, what a person had done in the past or in this present life and the future life. Nobody can tell. Only Veda can tell. So, there is, then what does the Veda want to teach? That you are immortal, each soul is potentially divine, and you have been born so many times, and you will be born until you know who you really are, and there are scientifically proven paths by which you can know really what is your true nature, and then you will be birthless, deathless, fearless, and all-knowing, and above all, you become Brahmananda Swarupa. So, this is called Shabda Pramana, and that is reliable because now you first don't hear it from somebody, and then skeptically you do it. No, first you have faith, and then you put it into practice, and then you will get the result. So this Veda is also called Apta Pramana, Shastra Pramana, Apaurushaya Pramana, etc. Now we will discuss about the Shabda Pramana. The knowledge about God, whether God exists, is available only through Shabda Pramana. What does Shabda Pramana do? It teaches us God exists, or I am using the word God, but actually from the Upanishads we have to use the word Brahman exists. And what is this world? It is nothing but Brahman with modified names and forms. Who am I? You are none other than Brahman, Tattvamasi. And through experimentation, I will prove to myself, Aham Brahmasmi. Here we have to note down, nobody can prove I am a Brahmagnani. Only one Brahmagnani knows another Brahmagnani. Even if Sri Ramakrishna goes on telling, I am an avatara, or I am even a Brahmagnani, nobody is going to believe him. Especially his own nephew who served him, who saw him through practicing so much sadhana. He said, you are fake. If I had not helped you, all your Brahmagnanam would have melted away long back. He got angry. Who would get angry after knowing this person is none other than God? So, it is only Anubhava Siddhanta. A conclusion that can arrive, definitive knowledge we can get only after direct unity in Brahman. Until that time, as if God is far away. So this, each soul is potentially divine. Can it be proved? No, it cannot be proved. You have to believe in it through the Shabda Pramana, practice by following without deviation, not even single deviation, the teachings of the Vedas. And these teachings of the Vedas in brief are like four steps. First step is you turn your ordinary activities into rituals, sacraments. That's the first step. And that itself will give proof that I can get many things in this world through the means of rituals, not through worldly means, like doing business, etc. I mentioned earlier that if somebody resides Sri Suktam or Kanakadharastavam, he will get wealth, but it must be for a unselfish purpose, for social welfare purpose, and with complete faith. You can experiment. The only way you can be convinced, anybody can be convinced, is through experience only. Mere teaching will not help. So first step, the Vedas tell, you stop suffering much. Suffering cannot be avoided, because life means there will be ups and downs, seasonal changes, and tapatraya will be there. Three suffering from three sources. From the body, from the external world, from our mind, from gods. But they can be minimized and our happiness can be increased very much. We discussed about it. One can cultivate intellect, then enjoy Medhananda. One can cultivate aesthetic knowledge and thereby enjoy aesthetic happiness called Kalananda. One can, with faith in the scriptures, in the karmaphala, practice dharma, avoid adharma, and can experience dharmananda. Of course, if one removes all duality, becomes non-dual, he becomes, not he experiences, but he becomes ever experiencer of his own ananda, called Brahmananda. So this Swamiji's words, each soul is potential divine, cannot logically be proved. In fact, it can be logically proved to be completely wrong statement by observing how even the great so-called religious and spiritual people misbehave so grossly, which Swami Vivekananda had expressed. In the name of religion, rivers of blood had flown. Even now it is flowing. It has not stopped. Even in this 21st or 22nd century, it is still going on. So, these facts, after death, what happens, why we are suffering, why some suffer, some are in more fortunate circumstances, is there a God, can God be realized, are there higher worlds, are there lower worlds, such knowledge is called supersensory knowledge and it can be attained only through Vedic knowledge. And Hindus believe in this Vedic knowledge and that's why we believe in past lives as well as future lives. And if we are suffering, a true Hindu, a Hindu believer should never blame anybody else excepting one's own self. I have done something wrong. I am only reaping what I sowed in many past lives. So, that is why Shabda Pramana is the only Pramana. As I said, Pramana comes from the word Prama. Prama means to measure. To measure means to obtain right knowledge. And there are certain means like Pratyaksha, Anumana, etc. And the second category is called Shabda Pramana. We get the right knowledge, but in the second category called Shabda Pramana, conveyed through thousands of years of what is called traditional teaching coming down through Paramagurus, they are called Apta Vakya. Vakya means teaching, not merely sentences, teaching. It could be in the form of writing, like Vedavyasa's Brahma Sutras, or Shankaracharya's writings, etc., Rishi's teachings, Upanishads, etc. So, it was passed in the tradition from mouth to ear. That's why it is called Shabda. Shabda comes from the mouth. And people had faith. I think they had more faith in the past than at the present time. How do we know? Because the result tells us. If anybody believes, even a strong belief, he cannot misbehave. But the way we are conducting our lives conclusively proves that we are only professing that we believe, but we are not turning our lives into practical transformation. That has to be done. We have Shravana, but we have not done Manana, and therefore change in our character. Nididhyasana is bringing about appropriate change in our character. That's not happening. So, it remains only as sounds, that's all. So, the Shabda Pramana is the only way. That is why Bhagavan comes now and then, practices himself as an example. Then Ramakrishna wanted to know whether this image he was worshipping in the temple is real or only superstition. But he was prepared to take the footsteps. So, he prayed and he did rituals. Is the ritual also a provable fact? So, as an example, just to recollect your memory, as soon as he used to utter the Bija Mantra Ram, a wall of fire used to spring up around Sri Ramakrishna, protecting him from all malevolent beings. Is it the only one? He had myriads of experiences. He said in a very peculiar language, day and night, experiences are passing through me like diarrhea. Because when Hride became overwhelmed with one experience, Sri Ramakrishna said, do I make much fuss? You had only one experience. That is only for a short time. And you are disturbing the whole world so much. And day and night I have these experiences. Even to contain those experiences, one must have the appropriate receptive capacity, a fit vehicle, vessel. Otherwise it will crack like a weak fuse when high current passes, will be blowing out. That is highly useful, by the way. So, Upanishad mantras, what is called the truths inculcated by the rishis, is the first primary meaning of Shabda Pramana. And the books, or even the teachers who are not enlightened, but who are sincere sadhakas, they are the secondary meaning. So books called Upanishads, printed books, e-books, they are the secondary meaning. Why do we say secondary meaning? Because is it the books that give us the knowledge, or is it the meaning of the books that give us real knowledge? So this Upanishad is one of the most marvelous Shabda Pramana. This Upanishad also, like many, these things contains upasanas. Earlier I was mentioning, the first step is external rituals for gross minds. When the mind becomes more concentrated, more pervasive, expanded, more pure, so the compassionate teachers inculcate, teach, add now mental contemplations called upasanas, which are much more effective than pure external rituals. The second stage is upasana kanda. So, karma kanda means Vedic ordained external rituals. First stage, as the mind progresses, the teacher at the appropriate time, he will teach the second step, which is called upasana. And the third step will be the well-known shravana. He initiates the disciple into this jnana marga. Jnana means knowledge. We have to be very careful to distinguish, to separate, not to identify. Jnanam and jnana margam. Jnana marga is followed by some minds. But jnanam is the goal for everybody. Another name for jnanam, or knowledge, pure knowledge, is also Parabhakti, supreme devotion, supreme knowledge. They are synonymous words. Why? Because without knowledge, you don't get devotion. And without devotion, you won't get knowledge. Both of them should go together, hand in hand. So, that jnanam, initiation into that jnanam, or Parabhakti, is the third step. And as we all know, after initiation, what are the initiation? Mahavakya Shravana. There are hundreds of Mahavakyas, but each Veda, for the sake of brief reminder, only had chosen one Mahavakya, as we earlier learned, Prajnanam Brahma, Ayamatma Brahma, Tattvamasi, and Aham Brahmasmi. This last is the essence of this particular Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. But whichever Mahamantra, a person, he has to sit and deeply think about it. Because this Mahavakya contradicts what we are experiencing every second of our life. Mahavakya says, you are pure consciousness. Our experience says, I am the body mind. I am different from everything. Mahavakya says, pure consciousness is infinite, one without a second. What we see is just the opposite. Pure consciousness has no birth and death. What we see is every millisecond billions and billions of countless births and deaths. The Mahavakya says, you are of the very nature of bliss, and we are anything but bliss. So, direct experience completely seems to contradict. How to reconcile? Here is a person, I believe in him, and he is telling from his experience, but my experience is different. So, is there another way of understanding? So, the purpose of deep thinking, called manana, is to get rid of all the doubts. As we become more and more convinced, our behavior changes. This is a great secret we have to understand. The more we are convinced, automatically, naturally, instinctively, without effort, our behavior follows. Our decision follows. Then our speech follows. Then our actions follow. Simple example, if I am convinced that this bottle contains poison, and if I drink, I am going to die, that conviction will not allow me to drink that, even it be nectar. If on the contrary, if somebody is convinced that this is not poison, this is pure nectar, then he will not hesitate. In fact, he will rush before anybody else can snatch that. He wants to be the first, which the Rakshasas have done after Amrita was brought out of the Samudra Manthana. What a marvelous thing we are talking about here. Conviction. That conviction has to grow slowly. How does it grow? With a little conviction, skeptically, we experiment a scientific experiment, and then surprisingly it proves to be giving exactly the result it claims to give. Exactly like that, if I do this ritual, then this is what I am going to obtain. And that is what Vedas assure us. You develop at least some bit, they are not saying 100%, then you practice it, but you have to follow strictly what is said. So every ritualist will not be having 100% faith, but he is sincere enough to practice 100% what the scripture teaches, this you have to do, including commas and full stops. And then to his surprise, he gets the result. And the result will be, whatever be the result, it finally is judged only by its bliss judgment. Bliss value. I am more happy than what I was before. Attainment is only secondary. Experiencing bliss is primary. This applies to any type of attainment, whether it is physical, mental, or aesthetic, or moral, or spiritual. Then a little bit of this experiment proves to us that there is a truth in this. Once that faith comes, okay, let me experiment. Now the faith is stronger than before. A second ritual. And he will obtain it. So that convinces him. Certain things we cannot experience in this world. For example, Sarga Kamo Agnihotram Juhuyat. One should do Agnihotra ritual if one desires to ascend to heaven. That cannot be experienced here. So this person who had obtained and proved to himself that these rituals, if followed, definitely will give that. I have experienced it. There is no great faith creator than experience. Then, same must be true. So, he goes on doing it. Then, he will definitely experience Swargaloka, many types of Swargaloka, and then comes back. By that time, he is growing in faith. Spiritual growth means growth in faith. Growth in faith means growth in purity, growth in concentration, growth in right knowledge. So thus, step by step he progresses. Then, one day he thinks deeply. I have been studying the Vedas and I have practiced them and I obtained the result. But now, the same Veda is also telling These are all temporary, ephemeral results. Why do you want to go to heaven and come back? Come back means what? Fall back. No, you can be there permanently. So, temporary Brahmananda is called Swargaloka. Permanent Swargaloka is called Brahmananda. Anything permanent must be infinite. So, this person opens his eyes, looks up, and the scripture itself telling, this is just to produce conviction in you. But now, this is the real goal. And then the person has to believe because of his experiences. So, now he will start, where can I get this knowledge? Approaches a guru. That is called Guru Upasadhanam. So, this is how Shabda Pramana will work. What did we discuss so far? With regard to supersensory or non-sensory knowledge, we have to rely upon the scriptures. What is the supersensory knowledge? Whatever lies outside the sense organs, such as past and future births, higher and lower lokas, continuation of life after the fall of the body, existence of Brahman, these are the four important topics. So, karmaphala also. If I am suffering, it is solely due to my responsibility. If I am happy also, because of my own actions. Now this person says, these are all temporary things. How can I permanently approach God, become one? And then he enters into the third stage called Jnana. Jnanam, not Jnanamarga, Jnanam. He approaches a guru, a bhakta, approaches Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, Swamijis, other Swamijis, etc. And the guru, the teacher, knows better than the disciple because objectively to observe others from outside is easier than trying to observe oneself. We are heavily biased, especially with regard to ourselves. With regard to everybody, every object, we are biased. But with regard to ourselves, too much biased. So, let us become objects of observation to another good person. A guru by definition means is a reliable person, apta. Apta means reliable. Every guru is an apta purusha. So, we have to pray to God. Oh Lord, I want to come to you. And this sincere desire, when it arises, God himself will bring about an appropriate meeting between the guru and the Shishya. This is what Swami Vivekananda explained. When the field is ready, the seed must come. When such a meeting takes place, some extraordinary transformation takes place. The guru makes the disciple his own, and the disciple also looks upon the guru as the most near, Atmanastu Kamaya. There is nobody nearer to me, nobody who wishes my welfare more than my guru, not even my parents. Even the parents, they have partial love, but if some of the children say, we want to renounce the world, they will put on pressure. Why? They become jealous. When we are so much suffering, what right have you got to escape this suffering and live a happy life? This is their unconscious, this one. So they want to drag everybody and say, okay, now I am happy, you also are suffering, we are great companions now. So, a guru is one who knows what is real welfare for us, and he himself leads that life, and he guides his disciple without any motivation, akamahataha. So, such a guru, is it possible to get? Yes, but it can happen only when we are ready and by God's grace, and both these are same. Our readiness and God's grace are exactly the same. And then we approach the guru, and he can be a jnanamargi, he can be a devotional guru, he can be a karmayogi guru, he can be a rajayogi guru, it doesn't matter. But all of them have the ability to understand the mentality of the students and guide them appropriately. So such guru will come definitely when the right time comes, and then a disciple placing his full faith should follow a teachings, and those teachings are: first, listen with complete faith, called Shravana. Then, think deeply, like Samudra Manthana, churning of the ocean, so that any doubt, lingering, hiding, and they all hide, they must come up. By churning, they do come up. And then, keep what is essential throughout all the unessentials. Then the person becomes Shraddhavan. At that stage, Shraddha controls him. Until that stage, he is controller, master of the Shraddha. Once Shraddha possesses like a ghost, a person has no option but to behave according to that Shraddha. And that Shraddha will be transforming. God is everywhere. He is watching me. So I can never do, I can never think, I can never talk, I can never do anything that meets the disapproval of God. I can only do what brings the grace of God, what brings the approval of God, and then that brings about, slowly but surely, transformation in our thoughts, in our faith, in our words, and in our actions. And that is also called the development of Sattvaguna. These things must be appropriately understood in that category. So tamas means absolute wrong knowledge. Rajas means half right knowledge, half wrong knowledge. Sattva means absolutely right knowledge. And right knowledge cannot but take a person to God. So that is why, as soon as we develop a little faith, how? By following the rituals, by following the contemplations, then we experience. Now, not only we experience the results through the rituals, we experience more ritual, more results through the contemplations called upasana. We can, I should not equate, but in a way it is comparable to what is called CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy. Is what scripture tells. What happens outside is not under your control. But how you can react is under your control. And if anything is happening outside which is making you suffer, no one is to be blamed, because this is the result coming through the medium of somebody or the other. It can be circumstances, it can be weather, it can be other people, other animals, insects, or even family people, anything. But they are not responsible. We are solely responsible. A person who has faith in scripture, that's what he will come to. And then, once the person accepts it fully, this Karma Siddhanta, he says, since I am the responsible person for my happiness and unhappiness, I want to be happy, so I will be responsible for all my actions, which will bring more happiness and less unhappiness. Remember, there is no happiness without suffering. There is no suffering without happiness. Both go together, but the percentage, proportion, differs too much. And that is how the character change takes place. How does it take place? First, we have to accept no one is responsible. Dosh karo noi goma, amishvakhata sholile dube muri shama. O mother, no one is at fault. If I am suffering, I alone am responsible. Vice versa. If I am in fortunate circumstances, I alone am responsible. And more reliance upon God will come. Without your grace, I will not be able to fight this war, spiritual warfare. And that faith is already there. If I do my best, then God will do his best. This is what Sri Ramakrishna says. If a sincere sadhaka takes one step, God comes running towards him, taking 10 steps. Not 10 steps, maybe 100 steps. That is absolute truth. Ramakrishna proved it to the hilt, that sincere prayer brings down the grace of God. Whatever be a person, he can be changed. So, Shabda Pramana alone can help us finally. But even in this world, if we want to be happier, healthier and suffer less, the other Pancha Pramanas must be able to help us. Very often, discussing this point in the Vedantic scriptures, people don't pay attention. Teachers don't elaborate it. If I want my body to be healthy, then approach a dietitian or a doctor. And doctor, how can I be more healthy? Then he will conduct a thorough examination. Says, these are the defects. This is the type of food you have to eat. This is the type of food you have to avoid. These are the exercises you have to do. And then it includes psychology also. So you should get very good sleep, worry-free sleep. So you should not worry. How to become free from worries? CBT. Certain things cannot be avoided. Hot weather, cold weather, wars. These are everyday things happening. Anytime, it can happen universally. So I have to accept it. That wholehearted acceptance is part of the mental health. Just like physical health is the result of following certain rules and regulations strictly, avoiding some and practicing some. Exactly. Mental health also is the result of a person following mental health rules and regulations. Do not cherish, entertain these thoughts. Cherish only these thoughts. And if we follow, even an ordinary psychologist can give us extraordinary piece of wisdom. He knows it. Only he may not practice it, but is ready. I saw once a person in USA who was wearing a t-shirt. And the back of it, front of it is written, take my advice. In any case, I am not following it. Most people are like that. But if we follow psychology, by ourselves we can get psychological knowledge. We are intelligent enough. Or if necessary, take the help of well-wishers, take the help of counselors and follow them strictly. Mental health is guaranteed. What am I trying to convey is, these pramanas are good, whether we are in the world or whether we want to progress in spiritual life. Pramanas are always good for business improvement, family improvement, social improvement, every kind of improvement. This is the role of pramanas, and especially we have to understand equally the Shabda Pramana, Veda Pramana, Shastra Pramana, Apta Pramana, Adhikarika Pramana. We will talk beautiful points in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Saritva Pranamami Muhurmuhu. May Ramakrishna Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.